If the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority gets its way, a new rate increase will be on the books next year. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
On a unanimous vote last week, the ECUA board approved a 3% hike in water and wastewater rates and 3.5% for sanitation. If it gains final approval as early as next month, residential water bills would go up about $3.44, depending on usage.
I think the water bill is going to be a minor increase to most people, but even a minor increase I take seriously.
Board member Lois Benson.
And I'm asking questions about the impact on large businesses, because the last thing I want to do is to have people who are creating jobs leaving town because of high utility rates.
The increases are aimed at higher tipping fees at Escambia County's Perdido landfill and upgrading infrastructure, the deficiencies of which were evident during the storms and flooding in late April.
You have seen all the problems with the sanitary sewer overflows. People are very conscious of stormwater issues. So we don't want to be, and I hate cliches, but penny wise and pound foolish. It's time to invest in a crumbling infrastructure that we inherited when the utility was formed.
ECUA is under a consent order from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. In response, the utility developed a 15-year plan to address infrastructure problems. One challenge, says Benson, is modernizing and maintaining infrastructure in a 450-year-old city.
These clay pipes form cracks. They break, and what happens is during storm events like the one we saw at the end of April, the storm water penetrates into these, and so we are treating storm water instead of sewage, and that's expensive for everybody.
ECUA is conducting a system-wide analysis of its sewer system, which, if laid out end-to-end, has enough pipes to stretch from Pensacola to Boston.
This is a huge system, and we're having to go foot by foot to address the problems in this infrastructure. And anybody who is a homeowner who maintains their home knows that you've got to take care of things or it's more expensive later on.
Benson is asking staff to do some research before the next vote and provide the board with more information about the impact the hike could have on large commercial users of ECUA services.
We had a situation about 2 years ago. An employer came to me and said, we're looking at Alabama because our utility rates here are so high. And we did some things at the state level to help the impact of that. We are doing what we can to minimize the impact on families and businesses.
Final approval of the rate hikes is not a done deal. Another public hearing will be held prior to the final vote on August 28th.
I always hear from people when something like this hits the news, but my experience is people understand that we've got to be good stewards. They want us to cut the fat wherever we can, and boy, I do too. But they don't want to do anything at the expense of making this infrastructure weaker all the time.
If passed then, the ECUA board would formally adopt the increases in September before a vote on next fiscal year's budget. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.